Specifically, you mentioned the concern in terms of serious issues, which obviously in lung cancer is hemoptysis. And you alluded to the fact that maybe that's maybe been kind of overstated a little bit. What's your take on the data, and how do you go through this with patients?
Well, in my experience, I have not seen any hemorrhagic event. It may be that the people that see those are less selective. I don't know. I don't think I am very selective or very non-selective. I'm probably more in the middle. I'm willing to take some risks, even some central lesions. Certainly somebody with hemoptysis and squamous histology, I will not treat, and I have not treated. And if the histology is questionable, I think I will not treat somebody where I suspect that maybe this is not an undifferentiated non-small cell, but maybe squamous carcinoma. I have not seen any real problems in terms of hemoptysis. I've seen some hypertensions that are easy to handle. I have not seen anything that impressed me in terms of thromboembolic events. So I think from a patient perspective, even if the data is not completely solid because it's all work in progress, I have no doubt that for the patients it's good to give them the regimen of 4599 at this point.
When you actually discuss this with a patient who wants as much information as you can give, and they turn around and say to you, of course, obviously it's going to be different in different situations, but you know, what's your take on what's the risk of a serious or fatal bleed? What number do you give to them, or do you give them a number?
I will tell them that it's 2% in the study in America and 1% in the study in Europe, and they have not seen any of those things. And obviously those studies included many, many centers, different doctors, how well selected the patients were. You know, we know that in these international multi-center studies, there may be a less scrutiny sometimes on what type of patients are entered.